little bit. There's a piano.
And you started on piano, didn't you? This is where the sort of the kernel of the idea came from. You started, this is where you cracked on with the first however many bars on piano yourself, yeah?
Yeah, so we basically I wrote the most of the album in Jamaica. I was in Jamaica for 2 months writing. And basically, I was with a couple of guys who are all pretty amazing musicians. And I think I just realized that they're so amazing because every time they walk past an instrument, they stop and play it for, you know, half an hour or something. And I kind of realized that's how you actually get good at that. So there was one, I just finished lunch early one day and went down and sat at the piano kind of for 10 minutes by myself. And we kind of had all the parts by the time everyone came down. So then we just recorded it, and it was, I think it's the quickest song on the album, actually. It was a pretty, it was a fast one.
It's funny you say that with the band and, you know, the little notes I have for this, the one thing that comes across is you wanted that band around you. You wanted musicians that you know and you trust and, you know, the producers and writers you've been working with as well.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it was a group of, like, new guys that I hadn't worked with before. And I think the thing is, when, like, the only thing that I knew I wanted to do when I started the album was I just wanted it to be honest, and I really wanted it to be something that I wanted to listen to, and that I liked playing. And the thing with the guys is, like, obviously it's always a bit weird going into a writing session with people you don't know, trying to write, you know, honest lyrics and stuff. And I think I found this group of guys where I felt really comfortable in terms of, you know, being vulnerable and just writing exactly what it was that I wanted to say. And I think when you find that environment that's kind of comfortable to write like that, you just want to stay in that. So I kind of went out with these guys who were all pretty young. And we all just wanted to, like, write stuff that we liked. And I think that's why we've kind of ended up with an album that we're really happy with. So I hope that comes across.
Knowing you, you don't, you know, you've always been, you know, I've watched you grow up. You've never surrounded yourself by people that tell you what you want to hear. I guess that's important, hugely important in this scenario as well, right?
Yeah, I think it's good to have... You know, I'm also aware that, like, I haven't been in music for my whole life. So I think there's definitely times when I know there's people who've been doing it a lot longer than me, and there's people who know things that I don't. I mean, even being around musicians who I know are all incredible musicians, that's really inspiring. So I think in terms of getting better, it's important to surround yourselves with people who you can learn from. So I think I was lucky to be able to do that, for sure.
And Harry, you say, you know, you haven't been in music long, but I guess in the grand scheme of things, you've been working all your adult life. It's that thing where I think Louis' mum, bless her, said it the best when she said, you know, he went off to X Factor and he never came home. That was it. Mm. And he was a kind of, you know, he was a very young man when that happened. And you're the same. You went off to audition and he never went home. You've been working all your adult life. So when when 1D did kind of go on hiatus, did you take time off before you started working or to live and to be, or did you want to get straight into it?
I did. I took like a couple months. I took, I think, December off and then kind of part of January. And then I also really like working. It's a really good time, kind of, you know, I'm very lucky to be able to, you know, write songs and make music and stuff. So that's not, you know, it's something that I find really fun as well. So I kind of wanted to get straight into it, to be honest. I know I just don't enjoy sitting around not doing anything. So I kind of wanted to get straight to it, to be honest. But I took a little bit of time. I took long enough to feel myself get bored and then realize that I was ready to go again. But
and how much do you miss playing live? Because that must be, especially when you've been playing live constantly for as long as you've been playing live. I mean, that's a drug that I imagine it's very difficult to kind of to live without. So you must be looking forward to that again.
Yeah, I think that's always been... It's always been my favorite part of the whole experience, is the performing and the touring part. I think just the adrenaline. I think also just that's the time when you get to go out and kind of see people who are kind of supporting you, which I think is like the most rewarding part of the whole thing. So I'm definitely looking forward to doing that at some point. But I'd say that's probably the part I miss the most.
I listen to another track. We're going to play some McCartney. Is it right, McCartney? Mm. Did McCartney interview you?
He did, yeah. It was more of a discussion.
Yeah, rather than a sit-down, grilling.
Yeah, but...
he's a fascinating guy, isn't he, McCartney?
I mean, he's one of the best ever.
Do you want us... So, is anything specific you want us to play?
Well, like, maybe I'm amazed.
Lovely. That's not a good choice.
Thanks.